Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. I hope everyone is locked and loaded for our very special guest speaker. Make sure and get your pens and pencils ready to take some very copious notes. But before we go to him, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to a $250,000 ring earner, a Millionaire Club member, and a Platinum Council member, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Hey, Jeremy, before you introduce our guest speaker, I believe you have special recognition tonight. Is that right?
I do. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right. Well, welcome, everyone, to tonight's call. Like Dad said, it's an absolutely dynamic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. I was fortunate enough this last weekend to spend some time in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and those guys are absolutely on fire out there in the great state of New Mexico, and I'd just like to introduce and have the network vice president for the state, Millionaire Club member, six-figure ring earner, Miss Joan Buckner, share a few words with you guys. Joan, are you there? Do we have Joan muted out?
I'm looking to see if she was – is she on a speaker line, Jeremy?
Yes.
Okay, Joan, try now, please. Try one more time. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Yay.
Joan, we had such a great time out there with you and Bill and everything.
Hi, this is Gina Swanson here with an interpreter.
Fantastic.
That's right. Joan,
Sanders,
can't Atlanta, wait. Georgia.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Joan.
Jeremy, were you saying something?
Just go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, we had a great time with you out here, so thank you for taking your time and away from your family to be with us. And it was interesting because Bill and I have been in the business 19 years, and we realized we've never seen Jeremy do a presentation before. So he came out and did our luncheon for us on Friday, and then Saturday, our Super Saturday, and I felt like I was watching Mr. Kenneth Moore. You know, he did so many things the same way and just poured out his passion for what we have and how we're helping people. So great responses from all the guests and the associates alike here in Albuquerque. We also had a great time because we took the local Moore success team, went to a restaurant that it was the oldest building in Albuquerque that has been transformed into a really nice restaurant. We had a great time there, poured into the team about our history, and it was just a fun time to have that family bonding. And then Super Saturday, we had some great training from Mr. Jeremy Moore and just poured into us of what it really takes to be successful in our business. And one of the things that really hit home for a lot of us is that we have less than 20,000 members right here in the Albuquerque metro area, and we have over 1 million in population. So there's just so much opportunity. And people need us more than they ever have before, and I think that came across for everyone. And then we had a great time. We went to the soccer game out here. New Mexico United has a professional soccer team now, and that was interesting and a lot of fun to get together with the law firm and spend some time together. So, again, we really appreciate you coming out, especially we know that your youngest son was in a baseball tournament that day, and he Jeremy kept up with what was happening with an amazing app right on his phone with Creed out there hitting run after run and winning the games and finally winning the championship. So we appreciate you taking your time and spending and pouring into all of us out here. So thanks again, and I'll turn it back to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Joan. You and Bill do a phenomenal job out there in the marketplace, and I encourage all the More Success Team to plug your guests into those events going on in Albuquerque because they're blowing up, and Joan and Bill will definitely take care of you guys. And you know, this week the company puts out the top producer and the top recruiter list every single week, and this week was the More Success Team was definitely well represented, and you know, the number three top producer in the entire company of Legal Shield last week. And what's so exciting about this recognition I get to do is these folks, you know, they're not brand new in the business, but they're still out there every day building their teams, exploding their businesses. And, you know, the number three top producer in all of Legal Shield, she's a six-figure ring earner. She's right on the cusp of a millionaire club member, but just leading the Atlanta market. And that's Miss Lisa Streeter. Lisa, are you on the phone?
770-441-POUND.
Lisa? Dad, do we have Lisa to get it out?
She's not in the speaker mode. I'm going to open her line.
Okay.
Okay, she should be open.
Miss Streeter.
All right, guys, we're going to move right along. Not only Miss Streeter, she's actually blowing it up out there in the state of Georgia, but the number five top producer on the team, Jimmy Parrish from Alabama, number 12, Deandra Bell, ring earner out there in Utah, in the entire company last week. We also have the number one top recruiters in the company. These folks have been growing and building their business for decades, but they're still in there every day, every week, growing and expanding their businesses. And that's Linda Bowden and Alex Gardner of the great state of Arizona. Linda and Alex, are you guys on?
We are, Jeremy, and I'm going to start. I think the biggest thing is, you know, always be recruiting. I mean, I've recruited for, like you said, for decades, and, always says, it truly is the lifeblood of your business. You know, whether you are new and just getting started, it's really important for your team, you know, to build a team. You know, I was just thinking yesterday that I recruited my very first person nearly 32 years ago, and even though she's still not active, she has owned her Legal Shield membership for over 32 years. So she's still technically an associate because she's always been in with the membership. But just think about just the renewal income alone on just that one membership that comes every month for nearly 32 years. And then, you know, and it's also important, too, a lot of us have – well, I would call very mature teams, meaning you have been building your team now for, you know, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, you know, 30 years. And, you know, sometimes you need to put the jumper cables to your team and get a jolt. And that jolt could come in the form of new and excited people because they're excited about what they're seeing today. They don't know what happened yesterday or the year before or the decade before that or who said what when. They see the excitement of what we're doing today as a company, and that will get you going as well. So, Alex?
Yeah, thanks, Linda. Just a couple things I want to point out that I think we've been doing and focusing on is first of all, we're letting more people know what we do than we have in years. I've handed out more business cards in the last few months than I have in a long time. Also, we've increased our team web overviews from one live event to two a week. So we've doubled those live events and really stressing our mission with our prospective business partners more than ever. You know, people want more purpose and more freedom in their lives, and we can give them both as a very powerful combination. And remember, you're just one conversation, one connection, one inspired recruit away from changing your life and theirs forever. So don't keep this a secret. Share this gift with everyone you know, and you'll see your business grow and multiply. So looking forward to the guest speaker tonight, Mr. Moore, so I'll turn the call back over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Linda.
Yeah, we do. Lisa on now.
Yeah, I got you. And you guys are absolutely leading by three decades of business still out there. Being the top recruiters in the company month in, month out. Great job. Congratulations, guys. I think we have our the number three top producer in all of Legal Shield. What's so exciting about Ms. Streeter is she's not only producing every week, but she's building an explosive team. Team Dream Street is absolutely blowing up in Atlanta. Lisa, I think you want to share a few words real quick, please.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you all for your patience while I had some technical difficulties. But I'm flat out excited about this opportunity. I'm flat out excited about Mr. Self being on the call tonight because he's been very instrumental in my business and my career in Legal Shield that allowed me to have the success I'm having today. And I want to thank him and Team New Vision publicly for all that they've done over the years since 2006 of bringing me under their wing here in Atlanta across the country. And just to be able to have massive success with Team Dream Street following his leadership as well as the More Success team and Mr. Ken Moore. And all I've done, guys, is just stay consistent and persistent in what I've been able to do with my team and in the group arena and recruiting and just maximizing the compensation plan and the wheel of opportunity. And I just want you all to understand that this is something that's real, as most of you on the call does right now. And I'm flat out excited for Ms. Melissa Wilder for choosing me to be one of the ambassadors for the LOJ here in Georgia. So if you have any LOJ members here in Georgia, I'll be able to take care of them. We're having a huge event, Team Dream Street, on June 29th here in the Atlanta, Georgia market. So thank you all for having me on the call, and I'm excited about the success that we all are having across the country. And I'll pass the call back over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. And again, congratulations on your success. I know you guys are just getting started. But right now, guys, it's my honor, really. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to have this gentleman on the call with us tonight to pour into our teams. And he's the Executive Vice President of Network and Business Development. He earns in excess of $1 million per year with the Legal Shield Opportunity, guys. He's been the Black Chamber of Commerce Entrepreneur of the Year, not only once but two-time honoree of that award. It does phenomenal things for all of us in Legal Shield. He's a true visionary, a true pioneer, and somebody that takes time away from his family to pour it to each and every one of us. But it's my privilege and honor to introduce my friend, Mr. Darnell Self.
Mr. Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. Yes, sir.
Right.
I appreciate you. Thank you, my
Take
friend.
Take it away, my friend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you all, and I appreciate the family environment that you all have helped to create here with Legal Shield, and that's important to me. It was important to me when I got started because I wasn't at the best place in terms of my confidence, in terms of my esteem, and it's because I quit my job a little too soon. I'm trying to find another way, trying to find an opportunity that could provide more for my family, but more importantly, give me some time flexibility because I didn't have that working at the mall. And I thought that, hey, if this entrepreneurial venture didn't work out, I can always go back and get a job at the mall because I had 11 years of experience from high school all the way through college working at the mall. But that wasn't my path. Right. I tried to get a job and they called me overqualified. And now I'm thankful that I couldn't find a job. People often ask if you had to do it all again, would you? And I want to say, of course, I'd do it all again because of the success we've been blessed to have. But at the same time, I want to say no, because I know the trials and the tribulations and the stress I put my family through, my mom and my dad and my wife, all worried so much because we weren't able to pay the bills. For 3.5 years. And when I think back at 3.5 years, it seems like that's no time, but when you're going through 3.5 years, it feels like forever. And so when Legal Shield came along, after 3.5 years of that type of season, I didn't feel too good about myself. I felt like I'd failed my mom because she thought, I'd be further along with my college degree. I felt like I was failing my wife because I couldn't pay the bill. So it was just a tough time for me. And so I think, in fact, I know that's what took me a little bit of time before I really started having success with Legal Shield. It wasn't Legal Shield's fault. I mean, I can easily be that person who points the finger. But whenever you have options in life, you can never say that it was someone else's or something else's fault, right? Because you had a choice. You had an option. I had choices. And so you can only play victim when you didn't have a choice, right? If someone had a gun to my head, and I didn't have a choice there, so you can play victim because you are a victim. But whenever there's a choice, there's a responsibility we have to take. And when we take responsibility, man, it helps to grow you and shape you. and helps you to get to the next level. So that's what I want to talk about just for 5 to 7 minutes with you all tonight, is really talk about the one thing I felt helped me to have the success in Legal Shield that, again, we've been blessed to have today. We've been with Legal Shield since I was 28 years old, 49 now, so I was raised, just like my friend Mr. Jeremy Moore, raised in Legal Shield. And so I learned a lot. I learned a lot through my own failures and the failures of others who were willing to share with me the things they did wrong so that I could avoid some of those pitfalls. And I've been able to duplicate some of the success from those who taught me success tips, right, things they did right so that I didn't have to worry about figuring it out. I just simply duplicated what they did. And so, and that's why I appreciate Mrs. Streeter's comments. You know, it's an honor to give back any way that I can. Someone did it for me and didn't have to. And so, you know, I never hold back. You'll never have to worry about me, you know, saying one thing to my team and saying something different to someone who's not on my team. I say the same thing every time. It's just my team gets to hear me more often, which sometimes isn't good because I become a little, you know, redundant for them because they hear me say the same things over and over again. But here's what I want to share with you all today, and this works for everybody, whether you're building a network, right, you're building a team of folks or business solutions or a little bit of both, which I highly recommend you build a team no matter what you're focused on, whether it's employee benefits, small business, or selling our membership to individuals or recruiting a whole lot of folks. You know, either way, it's nice to have a team of people. So if anything, you know, takes you away from Legal Shield for a minute, a sick parent or a sick child or whatever may happen, you know, it's nice to have a team that's still working. Because they've got their own goals, right, their own passion to succeed and create a legacy. So here's the one thing I'll share with you tonight. I thought about this when Mr. Jeremy Moore called me and said, hey, can you be on our team call? I thought, you know, what should I talk about? So I thought I'd talk about the one thing that I felt impacted my business most in Legal Shield. So in Legal Shield, and really in business, but certainly in our model, If you were to draw on a piece of paper right now, a pie, right, a circle, and you would separate it into cut it into three slices, right? So you have this pie, and you have three parts to the pie. In one slice of the pie, you would put a dollar sign for money. In the other slice of the pie, you put product, right? So we all have the same product, which is for us, our legal plan, our identity theft plan, et cetera. And then you have the last slice of the pie is you. And when I was first taught this, it really helped me to appreciate the one thing I'm going to talk to you about tonight, and that is the one thing that I knew I had complete control over was the you. Right? So we all get paid, as an associate, we know we all get paid the same for a $49.90 plan, right? $60. Like, we all know that. So the money's the same, right? And it's not like they say, well, I'm gonna pay Mr. Moore a little bit more, even though he's selling the same plan, I'm gonna pay this other platinum more than I pay that platinum. It doesn't work like that, right? The same level, if you're the same level as someone else, you get paid the same based on the premium you turn in. It does not prejudge, right? There's no prejudice in there. It actually pays out the same for every senior associate, every senior manager, et cetera. So the money's the same, right? So if somebody else is getting paid a lot of money and somebody else isn't, then you can't say it's favoritism, right? It's the same money. The product, the same thing, right? It's like, look, if I live in Oklahoma, we have the same law firm. If you're in Maryland right now where I am, we have the same law firm. So if I'm able to earn income with this law firm, then you're able to earn income with the same law firm. So we all have the same product, you know, same provider law firm in the same state. So the only variable here, so all those are constants is what I'm getting to. They're all a constant. And so we have the variable, which is the you. And when I learned this, I thought, man, so if I work hard on me, then I can increase the other slicing, right? I can increase the amount of money I make. I can help to share more product because it's the only way for me to make more money, right? And so I had to ask, you know, what do I need to do to increase me, right? You may have heard it said, work hard on yourself, then you do your business. So I thought about, what do I need to work on? Well, I need to be more courageous, right? Because I was always afraid to talk to folks. And I know it's hard to believe that now because of, you know, the success that we've had, but this is the truth. I just, you know, I'm like trying to figure out who should I talk to. And really, I just lacked courage, right? And I used an excuse like, oh, I don't have anybody to talk to, right? Like, I'm not sure where to go. Who should I call, right? That's really all an excuse because with courage, you call anybody and everybody. You talk to anybody and everybody. So I needed courage. I needed to develop my courage. I need motivation, right? He's like, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow, because I wasn't self-motivated, right? No pun intended on my last name. I wasn't motivated enough to just go for it, go after it. Every day, wake up, can't wait. So I had to get that, right? Belief. I had to believe in myself more, right? I was just like, oh, maybe I'm crazy to think I would be one of those guys on stage making 20 grand a month. Maybe. And my wife was like, yeah, you know, maybe it's just for other people, right? Because I tried 3 other, you know, networking companies and didn't make any money. So my wife and I both started thinking, you know, maybe I'm crazy to think. Maybe I got to speak like them. Maybe I've got to, you know, grow up like them, or perhaps have the amount of contacts they had. You know, you start thinking all these excuses that you'll give yourself when you have disbelief, right, or unbelief. So I realized I needed some belief, right? I needed more confidence. I needed passion. I needed to keep things simple. You need to keep things simple when people start saying, I'm sorry, I don't quite understand, right? So I was complicating things and complicating my business. My point is, I looked at all the things that I could do to become better myself, and I worked on those things, right? I listened to audios that focused on those things, right? So I looked for books at the bookstore, and now audio books that allow me to focus on the things that I knew would increase the you factor. And I just continue to work on, even today, right? I continue to work on those things. People are like, well, man, it's got to be easy for you. You know, it's actually harder once you start making money, because you actually don't have to continue to do those things, right? So you think. So it's actually harder, right? If you had millions of dollars in the bank, would you still get up early, right? Would you still make the calls? Would you still, right? So a lot of folks, you know, it's harder for them. They become lazy and then entitled. And so I've got to keep working on that, right? So my point is saying this to all of us on this line, is that, you know, we have to ask ourselves, how do I get better? Because when we get better, things around us get better. I'm not really worried about the how-to, right? I'm not worried about, you know, how you can become more effective at getting through to the decision maker, helping him to or her to make the decision to let us offer this as an employee benefit. I'm not worried about, you know, you trying to figure out how to build a bigger team and the skill set necessary to recruit more people, to get them to stick around. I'm not really worried about those things, because I know if you become the person who's motivated enough to go after that knowledge, you'll sign up for the class. You'll drive 8 hours to go learn from some of the best, right? You'll sacrifice, hey, sorry, honey, sorry, kid, you know, dad's got to do this, mom's got to go do this, you know, brother's got to go do this. But it's so that we can create more for our future, right? You'll have those conversations with the family. So becoming more allows you to do the things that the ordinary person would never do. They would never do, right? And that's my story. So, you know, I had to have those tough conversations with my wife so that we can be in the place that we're blessed to be in today. And I'll never forget my wife saying, hey, you know, do you really think we're going to make money? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to make money. But she knew I didn't believe it. But I went to my first big event, right, which I know we have Salt Lake City coming up in October. And you guys have a team event, right? So you go to a big event. I never forget coming back, and I say the exact same thing I said before the event, right, which is absolutely, we're about to take our business to the next level. Absolutely, we're about to make like 20 grand a month. And guess what? This time, she said, you really think you're going to make 20 grand a month, don't you? So what that meant was, I'm not saying that she believed me, but she believed that I believed. Check that one out, right? So I'm not really sure if she believed me when I said it, but she believed that I believed. She thought to herself, and she told me this, she said, you really have fooled yourself into believing this is going to happen. And she felt like it was going to happen, because I really thought, like, I couldn't be convinced otherwise that it was going to happen. And that's when my business took off, because I believed that it was going to happen. And people can tell. Look, a sale is nothing but a transfer of belief. That's all it is. It's nothing but a transfer of belief. But you can't transfer something that's not in you, right? I can't give something I don't have. So I've got to fill my capacity, right? Fill up to my capacity, all that I can. And that's why I continue to read. That's why I continue to listen to audios. That's why, and I schedule it, right? So it's not by happen chance. I'm intentional about it. And we all can do that, right? And some of you do it already. And that's, you can tell, right? You can tell, because when you're growing, it's hard for you to talk to the same people you used to talk to if they're not growing, right? Because at that point, your thoughts aren't aligned. and you start to recognize that the same person you used to be able to talk to for 1 hour, you can't talk to for 5 minutes without saying ill and complaining so much. But that used to be you because you used to be able to talk to them for a long time. But then when you're out of that space, when you're in a different place, then it's hard to deal with the same folks. So that's the scary part. It's like, wow, so you're going to have to leave some people behind. And when I got to that place, I was willing to leave people behind because I knew there was a greater purpose. So the you factor is what we got to work on most. And you guys are on this call, so I'm really appreciative to the choir, the folks who decide not to plug in, the folks who decide not to take notes because, you know, I already know it. I can't grow anymore. Sure you can. Sure you can. So this you factor is huge, right? So ask yourself, you know, what is it that you can do to increase you, to grow you, right? And I would say, you know, attend events if you're taking notes, right? Listen to folks who are already successful. Perhaps they have the attributes that you're looking to gain. When you look at them, you say, man, they are so courageous. They're so bold. Their posture. I would love to have that. And then that's the folks we should listen to most often, right? And get away from those who have on the other side, which is on the other side of coin, which is, you know, perhaps the exact opposite, right? They talk about fear all the time. They talk about the things that weigh on them all the time and not the things that they know that can release that weight. So that's what I would recommend, right? And so I started saying, okay, where are the events that I could go? Okay, I could go here. Okay, they had an event in Atlanta. Okay, I can drive 10 hours there. Okay, and I started scheduling the events I could go to. And they all weren't local. Right, Brian Carruthers, who's my sponsor, actually there was somebody in between us who quit, but so he's my sponsor now, but he got started the same day I did. So he couldn't really teach me what it is that I needed to know. So I had to seek out those who could teach me, and so that's where I traveled, and I wanted to go learn from those folks. And so I continue to work on that you. I know, it sounds too simple, but it is just that simple. And so last night, now I'm asking that you do this, but last night it was up to 2:30 because I'm addicted to growth, right? Growth matters, and growth determines where you are tomorrow. It's the only thing that we can control in terms of knowing that tomorrow can be better, because I guarantee you next month you can be better than you are this month. Next year you can be better than you are this year if we're intentional about the you factor. Mr. Moore, I appreciate you having me on. I look forward to everyone on this line saying, oh my gosh, I know I didn't make a habit out of growing myself. I didn't make a habit out of reading. I just got to it when I got to it because, you know, I'm like, look, I got to go do my business. I don't have time for that. But I look forward to someone saying, man, it was something you said that made me focus on me more than my business. And it's funny how my business grew as I grew, how I started to think differently, how I was not willing to accept certain things anymore, or how I was able to raise my standards from the time that I grew. And because I raised my standards, I no longer accepted anything mediocre. I only accepted the best, right, in my relationships, in my business. And so grow you and watch how everything grows around you. Hey, look forward to seeing you all in Salt Lake City. If I don't see you before then, God bless you all. Much success to you all. And start tonight the habit of growing you. Read something, listen to something tonight before you go to bed, and watch how you become addicted to growth. Mr. Moore, back over to you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Darnell. Wow, that was truly powerful, my friend. Please thank Tracy for sharing you with us tonight. You're the epitome of a servant leader. Man, that was powerful, Mr. Sales. So thank you so much for pouring into us tonight, my friend.
Anytime, my brother. I look forward to seeing you soon. Anything you need, just give me a call.
Will do. Well, guys, what a powerful story. This call was recorded. We'll throw it up on the team Facebook page. Guys, continue to post you all your victories, your new associates coming on the team. We want to recognize you. We want to recognize them. And next week, we'll be sharing a ton of information about our team event in Phoenix with you guys. So make sure you're on early. It's going to be a powerful call. And just like Papa always says, continue to put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. Thank you all, and God bless.